I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. A couple of weeks ago, Dr. Husing began detailing what he says is a booming 2018 economic forecast for the Inland Empire. You can hear Dr. Husing's past segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. In last week's segment, for instance, Dr. Husing illustrated why the Inland Empire's economy is considered the fastest growing in the state of California. He pointed out that the Inland Empire's two counties have added the same number of new jobs as Los Angeles County, which has a population and economy three times bigger than the Inland Empire. And our region last year added more jobs than Silicon Valley, and the Inland Empire added double the number of new jobs than San Francisco.
So in terms of just sheer job numbers, we added really well. What about job quality? Here we have a problem at the high end. In the state of California, 25.8% of the jobs added paid 60 grand or higher. For us, it was only 10.7. So we didn't do as well at the high end, and we all know that. It's a difficulty we're trying to figure out how to solve. Mostly it's an education of the labor force issue.
Which will take generations, I
which
imagine,
will to take switch. Probably the next. We've got to solve that over the next generation.
Yeah.
But the other end that's interesting, at the low end, 46% of the state's jobs paid $30,000 or below. That was only 41 for us. So those jobs are always a big piece of an economy because they're all the population serving, you know, retailing and consumer services and local things of all kinds. And they're also lower paying, $30,000 and below. But we were much better than the state. So what's happened at the state level is they've sort of hollowed out their middle class. You have a lot of very high-end jobs, 25.8, but a huge number of very low-paying jobs, 46.1. We are 41 and 10, but the
41% versus
of low-paying versus
10% higher.
11% round figures of higher paying.
Okay.
Now, why are we so much better at the low end? And the answer is because of the blue-collar sectors or the technical sectors. Blue-collar technical sectors represented 40% of our job growth since the recession. What is it in California? 21. They've killed off manufacturing, logistics, construction, growth at the state level with the state policies. But that has really not happened here yet. So that's sort of the perspective on how well the Inland Empire has done, which is actually quite extraordinary. When we then move on and look at where are we in unemployment, if we go back to the worst of unemployment, our unemployment rate was almost 15% during the recession. The national was at 10%. So we are 5% higher than the country. We're now down to the point where we were at 4.1, and on an unadjusted basis, not taking out seasonality in December, it was 3.9 for the federal government, or for the U.S. economy.
Okay, 3.9% unemployment for the country.
Versus 4.1 here.
4.1
Two-tenths
here.
Of a percent.
Wow. From
5 to two-tenths.
Yeah, wow.
So we're in much better shape than we've been in a long time. When we look at where do we sit in terms of things like poverty, our children's poverty rate is 23.5. That is roughly equal to L.A., much worse than the rest of the state, except the Central Valley, much worse than the Central.
Really?
Central Valley is at 29. We're at 23.
Okay.
Now, 23 is not good for children, 1 out of 4 almost.
Right.
But it was 26 the previous year, so it's come down rather significantly in 1 year. Very good news on that front.
Right, from 26% poverty to 23% poverty
for
in
children.
1 year for children.
For all people, it's gone from 17.7 down to 16.4. So both of them have improved. The 17.7 is, again, roughly equal to L.A., and much less than the Central Valley, which really has worse problems than the Inland Empire has faced in terms of those sorts of statistics.
Now, You've in the past indicated that poverty levels and wealth levels seem to, they're correlated to education.
That's right. If you're going to look at poverty, if you're going to look at an economy that is largely blue-collar slash technical in terms of its most important sectors driving it, you're looking at an area that is marginally educated. And that is a difficulty and is one that those of us at the IEP, working with people in government, working in people in business, working in people in education, that is our focus.
So this is the main challenge for the Inland Empire economically, is
absolutely.
Education. And we are going to go there and talk more about that in the first week of June. Next week is Memorial Day. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature of 91.9 KVCR.